This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Brandon Legal Group is team number one in every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXIII, Good versus Evil Chapter 4, at Chichi Rodriguez Golf Club on Super Bowl weekend. We play on the Saturday morning before the Super Bowl annually, and this is a very fun tournament. Nine holes as easy as we can make it, nine holes as difficult as we can make it, both scored as separate tournaments. I thank Brandon Legal Group for their longtime support of the Todd Wright Tour, and I'm simply here to remind you that if you are ever in need of legal assistance, you need not live, not work, not have your legal issue originate in Brandon, Florida. Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area, and they are a full-service law firm. 844-4BLG4ME is the number you can call anytime for a free consult. 844-4BLG4ME, or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. I'd also like to thank Pin Chasers. They are, while Anthony Peroni doesn't play in Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, he sends my golfers home with free bowling certificates. And even back at Todd Wright Tour 21 in September, he sent home Tim Mogulgaard, the membership director of East Lake Woodlands, sent him away with a full basket with an all-inclusive party and a new bowling ball. Pin Chasers just celebrated their 60th birthday, and they're working now on year 61. Three locations in the Tampa Bay area, 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills, 4847 North Armenia, 5555 West Hillsboro. It is 122 lanes of bowling and so much more, with food, birthday party destination, arcades. You never pay for shoes at Pin Chasers. If you don't have the right socks to go with those shoes, just ask them, and they will give you a new pair of socks to wear with the shoes you don't have to rent. Late night specials such as Tuesday nights, unlimited bowling and pizza, $10.99, 9 p.m. to close. For more on their late night specials, their breakfast bowl, birthday party ideas, etc., follow them on Facebook or go to pinchasers.net. I am cutting this Todd Wright Toddcast after coming home from Amalie Arena, where I record the What Are the Odds podcast / webcast for Tampa Bay Sports and Entertainment. So since the numbers and the games are fresh in my mind, I thought I would go ahead and give some of my thoughts looking ahead to the opening weekend of the National Football League playoffs. First game on Saturday, Buffalo at Houston. It's interesting to me that there's been so much discussion about the fall of the Jaguars from where they were a couple years ago playing in the AFC title game and how they can't get back to the playoffs. Meanwhile, the team they beat barely in the first round of those playoffs is back in the playoffs and better than they were 2 years ago. That's the Buffalo Bills. So even though Josh Allen hasn't played in a playoff game, I don't view these Bills as that new to this. They skipped over last year, and they're back in the playoffs this year. I think they're a better team than they were 2 years ago. It's an excellent front office that builds a team in the mold of Sean McDermott, their underrated head coach. Josh Allen has developed as more than just a game manager or someone who uses his legs when he can't make throws. I think he's a team leader. They had a nice dynamic at running back this year with Frank Gore and young Devin Singletary. Brought in two new wide receivers in John Brown and Cole Beasley. Use a tight end well in Knox, Tre'Davious White. is one of the two or three best cover corners in the National Football League, and the Bills' defense overall is a solid group. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Bills gave the Patriots in Foxborough all they could handle, or it would have been a changing of the guard in the AFC East. And I just don't buy that these Texans are that much better than last year's Texans, who lost in this exact same spot on their home field in the first NFL playoff game of the year. Just too many things about Houston don't impress me, and much more about the Bills does. Yeah, the Bills are the road team, but I also think they're the better team. And Vegas actually thinks they're the better team also because Houston is less than a field goal favorite in this game. And the number is not moving in the Texans' direction. Also, while I love DeAndre Hopkins, sometimes he is hurt by the fact that Deshaun Watson doesn't have another target to throw to down the field, even mid-range, let alone down the field, if Will Fuller's hamstring pops again. And Will Fuller's hamstring is about as likely to pop as a champagne bottle in the hands of a Kardashian at a party in Las Vegas. Anytime. The late game on Saturday, also an AFC game, simply because CBS never gets the Patriots in the first round. So Nance and Romo and Tracy working in prime time. First night in the playoffs as the Patriots play for the first time in, what, 10-plus years in the first round of the playoffs. This as a result of gagging that game against the Dolphins in Foxborough in Week 17 and losing the first round bye to the Kansas City Chiefs. Patriots have been struggling. Barely got by the Bills to save the AFC East in Week 16. Could not hold down the Dolphins in Week 17. The Patriots are just very limited in what they can do on offense. Tom Brady's average yards per attempt are the lowest in the National Football League. On the ground, it's an inconsistent attack. Sony Michel had the first and last touchdown of Super Bowl 53, the only touchdown of Super Bowl 53, just has not had a big year. Doesn't do much on his own. More and more in recent weeks, we've been seeing James White, Mr. January for the Patriots, and the shifty Rex Burkhead touching the ball as much as Sony Michel. They just seem to have a little bit more jump, the ability to avoid defenders, and better pass-catching threat than Sony Michel. Pat's defense has been good all year, but they've been on the field a lot. And they are facing a very hot Tennessee Titan team that personally I'm happy made the playoffs and not the Pittsburgh Steelers. Why? Because watching the Steelers play offense is like watching bad golfers try to swing a golf club. It's just painful. It's to the Steelers' credit that they overcame the loss of Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and Big Ben to actually even be in the mix this year. But I didn't want to see him in the playoffs. Tennessee put together a heck of a run, and it wasn't just Ryan Tannehill. It was A.J. Brown. It was an improved pass defense. It was finally feeding Derrick Henry, even though the last couple of weeks he wasn't as healthy. Lot to like about Tennessee. But tough to think they are the ones to eliminate New England. It could happen, and even the Vegas odds makers have New England as less than a 6-point choice. I'll give the Patriots the benefit of the doubt this week. Probably not going to give them to it next week when they would have to go to Kansas City, where, yeah, they won last year. But the Chiefs look better than last year, and the Patriots don't look anything like they did last year. Sunday's games. The early game is Minnesota at New Orleans. I just feel an ass-kicking coming here. It's the biggest spread in Vegas. It has modestly dropped from 8 to 7.5. New Orleans is a 13-3 team that didn't get a first round bye. They're also a team that is still stinging from the non-pass interference call at the end of last year that cost them a real good chance to wrap up the NFC title game and go to the Super Bowl where, let's face it, they probably would have had a 50-50 shot, if not better, to win that game. So here they are starting their run now. They're at home, and the only home game Sean Payton has lost as Saints coach was the one with the pass interference call. And then the year prior to that, the Saints had the game won against the Minnesota Vikings before Minnesota completed the long pass to Stephon Diggs. A Saints defender made a bad decision, and the Vikings miraculously won that game, only to lose the NFC Championship at Philadelphia the next week. I just feel an ass-kicking here. And nothing about Kirk Cousins says he's ready to win a game like this. Even though it's played at 12 o'clock Eastern time, or local time in New Orleans, and not in prime time. And Dalvin Cook, it just seems like his pain threshold with this injury is not good. And that could rear its ugly head again in this game. Marshawn Lattimore is healthy. Breeze is ready to go. Michael Thomas is ready to go. The Vikings' pass defense aren't what they used to be. New Orleans deserves the next round where they would go to Green Bay to face the Packers. And the last game on the first weekend, and you know why I don't call it wild card weekend, because half the teams are division champs, not wild cards, is the NFC East champ Philadelphia Eagles hosting Seattle. Now, from a Vegas standpoint, this game opened with the Eagles as a favorite and moved through to where it has been for days now with Seattle as a road favorite. Especially in early rounds of the playoffs, be careful undervaluing a home underdog. Sure, the Eagles have basically gotten to the playoffs by only beating the similarly bad, inconsistent teams in their division, including the Dallas Cowboys. So it's almost like a college team where you question their competition in conference and they step outside it and you say, well, now they're actually going to be tested. I actually think Philly will be up for this test. I'm not sure if it starts another Super Bowl run, but it's an important game for Carson Wentz. We are dealing with still a group for as many players that are injured for the Eagles, almost as many are injured for the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks have lost their last two, not just Sunday night against the Niners. The previous Sunday, they got slapped around by the Arizona Cardinals, and that game was in Seattle. Not buying into Marshawn Lynch solving everything. Pete Carroll and Doug Peterson are the last two NFC coaches to win Super Bowls. We're looking at over the past 7 years. So I'm thinking it's actually a more... Look, Vegas says it's an even game. The money says it's an even game. Just if you're going to look on the surface and say, well, the Eagles don't belong here and Seattle's much better, you need to take another look at it. Wouldn't surprise me a bit to see the Eagles win this game and then potentially get the shit kicked out of them in San Francisco. Seattle did win 7 of 8 on the road this year, but without their left tackle, without Chris Carson. They got Lockett going again late in the season, which was a good thing. And I'm an enormous Russell Wilson fan. I do think he is better than Carson Wentz. But I'm not sure Russell Wilson can take as much advantage of the Eagles secondary in this spot as so many other coordinators have all year. Just because Seattle runs such a high percentage of rushing plays. Look, Seattle's got guys they can use down the field. In DK Metcalf, in addition to Lockett, the DK Metcalf and David Moore and Hollister is a tight end, but I just don't know if Seattle can torch Philadelphia for 300 plus yards passing and make this an easy victory. So I agree that this is the closest number out there for the weekend. But I would caution that it's the easiest call for the favorite because it's the only favorite that is on the road this week, even though Seattle won there just, 6 weeks ago. And that game was even a 10 o'clock Pacific time start in the clocks of the Seattle Seahawks. I'll try to get you another Todd Wright Toddcast to update what's going on with coaching vacancies in the next 24 to 48 hours as news merits. If you have something you'd like me to talk about on the Toddcast, or you have something you'd like to react to about a Todd Wright Toddcast, please email me, put your name on it, write it on an email you own and send it to me so I can respond to you personally at write.todd@yahoo.com. Remember, I'm also on Instagram at ToddWright2020, and I welcome you to follow me on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright, residing in Tampa, Florida. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. Talk to you soon.